KJAN Sports.
Time for our Chicken Sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Now take a look at the latest sports this morning for you here on KJN. Starting off with a game you heard here on the radio yesterday. It was that annual Heroes matchup between Nebraska and Iowa. Rex Burkhead scored the go-ahead touchdown in his return from a knee injury, and number 17 Nebraska beat Iowa 13-7 in Iowa City yesterday to secure a spot in the Big Ten title game. The Huskers are now 10-2 overall, 7-1 in Big Ten play. They'll face off against Wisconsin next Saturday in Indianapolis. It'll be a rematch of Nebraska's thrilling 30-27 home win over the Badgers in late September. Burkhead making his first appearance since spraining in the MCL in his left knee on October 20th against Northwestern, broke through with a 3-yard TD run to make it 13-7 late in the third quarter. Alonzo Whaley's interception with 2:11 left sealed the victory for Nebraska. Huskers defense held the Hawkeyes scoreless in the final three quarters in very windy conditions there in Iowa City. Well, it was windy and cold as well in Ames as Tavon Austin turned a touch pass from Geno Smith into a 75-yard touchdown with 6:31 left, and West Virginia held on to beat Iowa State 31-24 Friday to break a five-game losing streak. In the first game between the two schools, the Mountaineers trailed 24-23 when they took over on their own 25 after Iowa State's Edwin Arceo kicked a 49-yard field goal. Smith took the snap in shotgun formation and immediately flicked the ball to Austin cutting in front of him. Austin, who had been held in check until then, turned the corner and easily outran the pursuit down the left sideline. Iowa State then drove to the West Virginia 7-yard line, but Jeff Woody fumbled on the 3-yard line into the end zone, and Carl Joseph recovered for the Mountaineers, which then was able to run out the clock and get the victory there yesterday. So Iowa State ends their regular season at 6-6 overall, 4-5 in a Big 12 conference play, and they will move on now to play in a bowl game yet to be determined. And West Virginia, they got their sixth win needed to head into a bowl game now as they're 6-5 overall, 3-5 in Big 12 play, and they will then now have one more game against Kansas before they wrap up their regular season, and they will, of course, be bowl eligible as well. Moving on to college hoops, last night Sean Kilpatrick scored 32 points, leading number 22 Cincinnati to a 78-70 win over Iowa State on Friday night in the semifinals of the Global Sports Classic. After winning their first four games by an average of 34.5 points per game, the Bearcats had their hands full with a talented Iowa State team that stole the momentum in the first half, dictated the pace at times to keep things close, and pulled within 4 points with 46 seconds left. Cincinnati's early second-half run of 15-5 gave it enough breathing room, though, to hold on for the win. Cincinnati has won three of the four all-time meetings with Iowa State, and the last time those teams met was back in 1999. Chason Randle broke out of a three-point shooting slump and scored 21 points to lead Stanford to a 66-50 victory over Northern Iowa last night in the consolation semifinals of the Battle for Atlantis. Randle, known as a good shooter, had a rough start to the season, making 3 of 22 from beyond the arc in the Cardinals' first five games. He finished 4 of 6 on Friday and made one with 8:12 left after Northern Iowa closed to 49-45. That started an 11-2 run that put the game away. Stanford was 8 for 19 from beyond the arc. Jake Cook had 12 points. Mark Sonnen added 12 as well for the Panthers, who lost that game after losing the previous day to number 2 Louisville in a close 151-46 in the opening round of that tournament. Both Iowa State and UNI will continue to finish up those tournaments that they are playing in here today. Doug McDermott had 30 points and 8 rebounds to lead number 14 Creighton past Wisconsin 84-74 Friday night for a spot in the Las Vegas Invitational Final. Creighton will play Arizona State in the championship game here today. The Sun Devils beat Arkansas 83-68. Ethan Reggie had 17 points, including a three-pointer that put Creighton up for good 61-60 with 7:40 left at the Orleans Arena. Austin Chapman had a career-high 14 points for Creighton, which shot 62% from the field in the second half and 88% from the free-throw line for the game. Jared Bergeron led the Badgers with a career-high 27 points and 7 rebounds. Ryan Evans added 15 points and 8 rebounds, while George Marshall added 13 points. Wisconsin now will play against Arkansas in the third-place game. And also taking a look here at other scores here for you from college basketball action here from yesterday, as we'll take a look at some of the other scores in play. That battle for Atlantis also in that tournament saw Duke defeat VCU 67-58. Louisville was an 84-61 winner over Missouri. Also, Minnesota topped Memphis by a score of 84-75. And it was Stanford, as we mentioned, knocking off Northern Iowa 66-50. In the Great Alaska Shootout, it was Northeastern 74-71 over Belmont. Alaska Anchorage was a 66-65 winner over California Riverside. Also, Loyola Marymount beat Texas State 78-63. In the DirecTV Classic, it was Pacific 76-66 over St. Mary's. And also in the same tournament there, it was Xavier 69-65 over Drexel. And the Drake Bulldogs played in that tournament as well. They were winners yesterday 77-66 over Rice. In the Joe Cipriano Nebraska Classic, it was Bethune-Cookman 93-81 over UNO, and Valparaiso was a 67-46 winner over Chicago State. In the NIT season tip-off, Michigan topped Kansas State 71-57. The third place game saw Pittsburgh down Delaware 85-59. The Old Spice Classic is at the HP Fieldhouse saw Davidson beat West Virginia 63-60. Gonzaga was a 72-47 winner over Oklahoma. Also in the consolation of that tournament, it was Marist 50-33 over Vanderbilt, and Clemson topped UTEP 69-48. Also, some notes here for you from women's college basketball action in a game that was played in New Mexico, a tournament going on there at the Aggie Hotel Oconto Thanksgiving Classic. It was New Mexico State 55-52 over George Mason. UC Irvine defeated Drake 69-64 in that tournament. In the Cal Classic, it was Cal 91-58 over Eastern Washington. Georgetown defeated Cal State Fullerton 53-51. Also in the FIU Thanksgiving Classic, it was a game being played in Miami, FIU 66-65 over Iowa, as the Hawkeyes lose a close one there. LSU beat West Virginia as well, 71-63. Once again, this is in women's college basketball. And also Iowa State's playing in the Jukanu Jam as well, being played at St. George's High School, and Iowa State was a winner yesterday 55-33 over Loyola Marymount. Illinois also will beat Tulsa 82-75 in that same tournament. So that's some notes there for you from women's college basketball yesterday. Moving on to the NFL, when the scruffy Kansas City Chiefs host AFC West leading Denver on Sunday, they'll have a storm of disturbing trends and a host of discouraging stats to try to swat away. For one thing, the Chiefs have lost 7 in a row, while Denver has won 5 straight. During that time, the Broncos have scored 30 or more points every time out. The Chiefs' biggest output all year has been less than that at 27, and that was back in September. In their last 6 games, Kansas City's impoverished offense has averaged fewer than 11 points while dropping to dead last in the NFL in scoring, turnover margin, and point differential. The Chiefs have failed to score an offensive touchdown in 3 games so far here this season. Chiefs will try to buck that trend this Sunday as they take on the Denver Broncos. Noon kickoff. We'll pick it up after our church services Sunday morning here on KJAN. The status of Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler going into the weekend remains uncertain because of a concussion, although Coach Lovie Smith said Friday he's optimistic about Cutler's return. Cutler, who missed Monday night's 32-7 loss to the San Francisco 49ers, is listed as questionable against the Minnesota Vikings. Whether he plays in Sunday's game at Soldier Field hinges on passing a test from an independent neurologist on Saturday. Cutler on Friday went through his second straight limited practice session. He hasn't had a full practice yet this week. Backup Jason Campbell, who is suffering from a rib injury, went through his first full practice on Friday. Cutler's play impressed his teammates, with running back Matt Forte says the quarterback looked good. Saints linebacker John Vilma says he's disappointed that the new schedule for bounty hearings virtually prevents him from being able to personally confront his accusers. Vilma says he wanted to be present for witness interviews with former Saints defensive coordinator Greg Williams and former defensive assistant Mike Cerullo, who assisted the NFL's investigation into the Saints' cash for hits pool. Vilma says he appreciates that Tagliabue is directing the NFL to produce witnesses after the league initially resisted. St. Louis Cardinals third baseman David Freese is okay after crashing his SUV while trying to avoid a deer a couple of days ago. The accident happened on Thursday afternoon in the St. Louis suburb of Wildwood. The 29-year-old most valuable player of the 2011 World Series crashed his black 2011 Range Rover into a tree but missed the deer. Freese refused medical attention and his SUV was towed from the scene. Investigators say alcohol was not a factor in the accident. And an Ohio man says he wishes good luck to the basketball player from Iowa's Grinnell College who broke his decades-old NCAA record for most points in a game. Sophomore Jack Taylor scored 138 points in Division III Grinnell's 179-104 victory over Faith Baptist Bible on Tuesday. That shattered the record set by Rio Grande's Bevo Francis, who had 113 points against Hillsdale in 1954. Francis now lives in Wellsville in far eastern Ohio, and he said that records are made to be broken, and he's surprised at how long the record lasted. Francis says there were no three-point shots when he played, making it tougher to score so many points. That's a look at the latest sports here this hour on KJN. Sports brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.